When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker.
Hi, and welcome back to The Secret Life of Parkinson's. Today, I'm still not with Brian. I'm sorry about that. But I have Jessica Dove London with us from Australia. And Jessica is the founder and CEO of Turn 2, which is an app that I've actually talked about on. I wasn't actually on a podcast yet talking about it, but just on a video sharing high level information. But I really wanted Jess to share more about it because I am super excited about this. Jess reached out to me, I don't know, a few months back, and I'll let her tell her story. But what Turn 2 is going to be for the Parkinson's community is everything that I've heard pretty much anybody I've encountered say that they wanted. I wish I had one place that I can go and find all the different resources and make sure that it is, you know, it's everything that I need to know and it takes me to the right places. So kind of like what Google, I guess, should do, but it's all in one place and it's just for Parkinson's. So Jess, welcome.
Thanks, Jessica. Great to be here.
Good to see you. So Jess, why don't you start by telling us, real quick, how you got started with this and what it involves.
Yeah, sure. So I started Turn 2 for a really personal reason. So I have lived experience as a patient or a patient advocate through a few different ways, but particularly my one son was diagnosed with a rare type of cerebral palsy, which interestingly is actually a movement disorder quite similar to Parkinson's.
I never knew that. I don't know why I never knew that.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, do they tell you that?
No, not at the beginning, Jessica. I did work it out when I started doing a lot more reading. But you know, dyskinesia is one of his primary symptoms. Some complexities in sort of how things happen, in his movement, which, is similar. So, when he was diagnosed at 18 months old, the experience that was really the most impactful for why I started Turn 2 was I actually went along to the appointment with this big wad of research paper, and the doctor turned to me and just said, don't bother reading anything. Nothing's going to help him. good luck, goodbye. And like, he's this amazing kid who'd survived 9 months of ICU. Everything we tried was working and helping. And so I just was like, surely this isn't the full story. And I just went on this journey that I think many people here can relate to, when you just go, what else is out there? And you can just go down these rabbit holes in the internet, you know, from I tried to read every paper I could find, but I didn't understand the context of the papers all the time. Most of the time I fell down, you know, all these incredible Facebook groups, and just went on this massive journey. And very, very early on, we actually tried a treatment, very ignorantly, to be honest. It was low risk, and we tried it, and he was almost two at the time, and he just lay on the floor all day long. And we tried this compression suit, and he instantly sat up, and we took it off, and he kept sitting from that moment onwards. And so I thought, how can I, who's so new to this condition, uncover something? What else is out there? And it just took me on this many years journey of trying to find every treatment that is existing, and what could be working. And it kind of culminated where I went to this massive academic conference for cerebral palsy, the first time they'd ever let health consumers attend, or patients, whatever your terminology is. And I'm in this one session with the world leader, and she's telling of all the things that are out there, and half of them I'd never heard about. I'd literally just started studying neuroscience. I read papers all the time, put my hand up, and I just said, I shouldn't have to fly around the world to learn about things that are working right now, like the community needs to learn. And so we, you know, I decided I'm going to solve this problem. I was like, this is a massive problem. And really the problem that I think is the most interesting for Parkinson's, for cerebral palsy, for many other conditions is health breakthrough information just lives all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, it lives in papers, it lives in trials. It's alive in the patient community. Leading clinicians have some of that and those pieces, and we're not capturing that quickly enough. Or able to even find it or negotiate it. So that's the problem we want to solve.
So when did you launch the app first with cerebral palsy?
Yeah, so we last year built a mobile app where the first part of the problem is really what's existing out there. So I'm sure many people listening to this are in different stages, and you know, right at the beginning, you don't even know other than what your specialist might tell you. So the mobile app, we sort of were trying for this up-to-date kind of experience, and we launched that sort of like mid to late last year in a very basic version. We built it like only in like 11 weeks, and really early this year is when we've really been ramping up pieces of the app with the cerebral palsy community, and we actually have also launched another health community, long COVID and ME/CFS last month.
Okay, that's awesome. And now you're on the hunt to do Parkinson's and MS, correct?
Yep,
so are these all separate communities, like all separate, it's like the same app and just a different community or what?
Yeah. So it is separate communities for now in our mobile app. We do actually have a web experience we're starting to build in the next 2 weeks, which maybe you don't even know about, Jessica.
No, not yet. That's awesome.
Because we know people are on the web as well, but the community is for an experience where you can come in every day and we give you 5 to 10 posts about things that you're following or you're interested in. So I know myself, often there's like things that are front of mind, maybe decisions you're making. And how do you stay on top? Like, how do you know when there's a new thing, paper or someone like you has had an experience? So the current mobile app is you can have an experience of every day getting a little bit of a snapshot given to you that's personalized on topics that are, and from all voices. So we actually do bring in research, trials, events, new podcasts, reviews of treatments, video interviews of other consumers like yourself, expert interviews. So it's really all the breakthrough content in one place.
So you're starting with, or you're going to start for Parkinson's. And that's one of the things, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the podcast, because we need to get 1,000 people signed up for the wait list. And with the wait list, you'll still get a weekly email of all things related to Parkinson's. It'll include, I think, like the top 5, like latest, clinical trials that are going on around the world, as well as, different research or things that have come to the news. It's not going to be everything, but it's what we're trying, like what people are deciding is like, what are the hottest ones to take a look at, among a few other things. So I think we're like halfway there. What do people need to know to sign up? Because I know a lot of times people get hesitant, like, oh, another app. I don't, you know, because I probably have like 5 or more Parkinson's related apps, but I have to like track stuff. So I think it's important for people to know, like, you're not tracking anything, you're just learning. And it's, so I always called it, and it's probably not the right way to do it, but it's like, it kind of looks like Pinterest. It kind of looks like TikTok. It kind of looks like Instagram. You know, it's like, it's all those different pieces and it gives it to you in quick sound bites. But it's just like, if I said, you know, when I was having shoulder and elbow pain, and I would just type in the app, like shoulder, elbow pain, or just pain, joint pain. And then what would pop up is going to be maybe a video of somebody who experienced it, or a clinician talking about, you know, ways that you can resolve it. Or if there, you know, if there was a treatment for it, like maybe something like that would pop up. Does that sound right? Like how this is going to be?
Yeah, exactly. So there's sort of two modes of what you can do right now. Is this is not a tracking app, but it's sort of trying to solve the problem of how to stay on top and how to find new things that might be relevant. You know, find a health breakthrough. So if you think about what a health breakthrough is, it can be many things, everything from like a therapeutic, but all the way through to something in a lifestyle. I know there are some similarities, I know, between Parkinson's mm-hmm. and cerebral palsy, and sometimes like a mobility device can be totally life-changing. Like, and again, if you didn't know it, you wouldn't have known it, you know, how impactful. And so the first experience would be that you actually passively get, you know, this little drop every day, 5 to 10 posts of all the things that matter to you personally. But then we also have just actually this week, we're launching a new experience of search. So you could type in shoulder and joint pain. And what you'd get is you might see reviews of different treatments people have done for that. You'll see expert comments. You'll see recent research. And then in 6 to 8 weeks, you'll actually even be able to get a more personalized AI answer for that exact question. You actually can choose perspectives, because one of the things, like, I believe and the value of the company is context and perspective. So you can be in a Facebook group, for example, and you can hear someone make a comment mm-hmm. and it can be really interesting and useful, but you have no context or perspective on what they're saying. You don't know anything about them. You don't know if this is this snake oil or is this actually the next best thing? Like, how do you determine that? And we haven't fully solved that, but one of the ways we're trying to solve that is when you see those comments, you can click on the tag and you can actually see all the other things that are being said about that particular topic. You can see if there's any papers, any expert answers, other Q&A from other patients like you. So that's something we really believe is a value and want to get better at that.
So that will kind of help us eliminate the ones like when I get comments, which, you know, God bless people if that's actually happening to them. But when they, you know, say like, oh, I tried this, you know, this therapy or whatever, and I cured my Parkinson's, I'm like, then where is everybody else with this? You know, it's like, why isn't it widespread? And maybe it's not widespread because the message isn't out there, or maybe it's because it was just a certain scenario. But yeah, so I think that's good to know.
That's the hope. I think it's definitely something the app's going to get better and better at, because we still do have a lot of comments coming in from people. So we are looking at things like putting extra tags on content, so you can know mm-hmm. how much is known about that particular piece of information, because we never want to stop those random stories either. Like you said, because mm-hmm. it could be. You know, the reality is that trials take, there's actually this crazy number, mm-hmm. which is 15 years. So scientists yeah. can know that there is a treatment that has evidence, and it can take 15 years is the average of what it takes from, evidence to impact. Mm-hmm. And I guess that is unacceptable when you're living with the condition. Like 15 years is your life, your lifetime, part of your lifetime. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we always, curiosity is really important for me and for the company and what we're giving people. But how do you give people more than just unsolicited comments? You know, we want those comments, we mm-hmm. want to curious, but then we want to dig deeper. Yeah.
So do you have like somebody from the medical perspective, like on staff looking at this, the information, and how, like, can people just like post stuff on there, or how does that work?
Yeah, so at the moment, about 50% of the content is generated from the community and 50% is generated from AI. And I'll explain that in a minute, because I think when you hear the word AI, it sounds really scary, but we actually have a human in the loop who is being part of that process. So when you think of AI, like, the reason it's so important is because almost nobody in a health condition can see the whole picture of the condition. Like, I don't know, mm-hmm. there's this amazing analogy, and I just heard it the other day, of the people who are visually impaired are holding a piece of an elephant, touching an elephant. I don't know if you've heard this story, but you can imagine all 4 blindfolded people are touching an elephant. They're all touching different parts of the elephant, and they're all describing it very differently. And I think it's a really, really good analogy for a health condition, because you meet different people and they actually are seeing one. Maybe they're seeing nutrition. Maybe they're seeing parts of therapeutics. Maybe they're seeing high impact exercise. I know it's something for Parkinson's. Maybe they're seeing the mental health impact, or you can't actually very clearly see. And there are definitely people out there who know who have the elephant, these world leaders, and you can't get to them. You have to corner them in conferences, and then you get these incredible insights of what's coming, what's around the corner. So the beauty of AI is it can actually take in a lot of data. It's literally just taking in data and finding correlation. So what we do in a very simple way initially is every single day we actually just find everything new that's happened to Parkinson's in the last 24 hours. What's new research, new trials, new podcasts? So new, highly curated. It's quite a curated list of high, reliable content. So that's every single day happening across Parkinson's. So we do that, but then a human in the loop will review that. And that person has lived experience. We do have research assistants with PhDs involved. But the beauty is we don't need to, there are reliable resources. In terms of the user-generated content, it's definitely a work in progress. We've just launched to long COVID and ME/CFS, and there is just so much content coming in. So we have three people with lived experience moderating, and just we have some community guidelines, and it is a work in progress. So we know it's something we're going to continue to get better at.
But again, like we were saying earlier, it's not like we're, you know, signing up and giving away all like any of our information, unless we're posting something or asking to post. We're really just all we need right now in order for this app. The app for Parkinson's is not live. I guess I should have said that right from the beginning, if I didn't already. But it's not live. We still need to get a total of 1,000 email people to sign up with their email. And anybody in the world can sign up. I have a lot of people who actually watch from Australia. And the UK and, you know, Canada, all places. So anybody in the world can sign up because AI is looking at the globe of what's available. But all you need is just your name and email address, and it signs you up for first the newsletter. And then what happens, like once the app does go live, do they just get a notification that they can download the app?
Yeah. So hopefully this is all happening really soon. I mean, we're talking the next four to 6 weeks that we'll be.
I know. Please, you have to sign up. I want that. Like, I just want this. I'm like, just
when you watch this, it might be like 2 to 4 weeks. I'm not sure.
No, I'm going to post this quickly.
When you can sign up for the wait list, one thing we really value giving value first. So we hope that the weekly news.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Newsletter is a way that you can experience like a snapshot of the mobile product. And for some people, weekly is actually a really helpful cadence. So the weekly newsletter is like, what are three important papers from this week? What's three things in the news? What's three opportunities like trials or events? And highlighting some people with lived experience. So the interesting thing is like in other conditions, there are just some amazing resources out there, but no one is bringing everything together because it is really hard. And we haven't been able to technically until recently. Like that is why we're so excited to have an ability to sort of look at all the sources and give it to people. Right now, if you sign up and then you can, the app will be live and you'll be notified and you'll be able to just come in, download, log in and experience it and see if you can find value.
And it does not cost anything.
No. So the core experience will always be free. We've really committed to that. I think having lived experience, like how could we ever not let people get access to health breakthrough information? Mm-hmm. It's so important. And there's just so many incredible mobile products out there that serve millions of people and give away most of their value for free, as we can see from apps like Canva, apps like Duolingo.
Yeah.
There are many ways to sort of offer value later, but that's something we're really committed to.
The thing that I'm really excited about, and I'm not going to share it to for anybody to read it by any means, but like This is everything that my friends that have Parkinson's, that are my young onset group, this is our text thread. And this is probably just over the past like 2 days. Like we literally have conversation after conversation. And no joke, somebody said the other day, they're like, how do we, like, can we just figure out a way or do we have to do this on Facebook? Like, we talked about this topic before, but I can't find it in our message thread. I'm like, I know. I'm like, guys, this is what turn two is going to be. So hopefully they all signed up. But you know, that's what this is. So when you're having conversations, whether it's email or text, or, you know, even with your doctor or just like reading something online and you're like, wait, I remember somebody, cause for me, I was like, I remember when somebody told me about their eye twitching and then somebody else told me about their eye twitching and we were trying to figure out, is that Parkinson's related or not? Mm. And we're like, well, maybe not. And then my eye started having a twitch for like the past 2 months. Mm. And I'm like, who was talking about that? And what did you say? And it's like, just, you know, it's like now it's like, it would be a simple going to that app, eye twitching and see what's said, you know, and especially for Parkinson's, I actually just did a podcast on this. A lot of what we experience, and I don't know if yours is the same with cerebral palsy, but, you know, which I understand, like the neurologist will say, well, that pain isn't related to Parkinson's. It's like, okay, that the pain in my elbow isn't specifically driven by Parkinson's, but what's happening is Parkinson's is making my shoulder go down, which is making my shoulder blade pop out, which is making my elbow hurt because it's not like the knot of the muscles in the back. So I'm like, it is Parkinson's related, but me just sharing that information, I got so many comments. People were like, I knew it. Like I knew it was related too, because how are we all having the same pain and doctors are saying it's not related. So it's like, I understand like they don't want to say it's a correlation like one-to-one, but it's like, at least we can talk amongst ourselves and say, okay, I'm not going crazy. So this is how this is connected somehow. And how do I fix it if there is a fix? So that's why I'm super excited for this. And I just hope, I just want like, we need 500 more people to sign up. And there's a million of, well, actually there's 10 million people worldwide with Parkinson's, a million in the US. So I know that you guys are out there and you can sign up family members too, because, you know, I know that like my mom and, you know, my family members, they all try and keep up and they'll send me notes and information of like what they've learned and what they've seen. So I know it's something that would be good for caregivers and any family members that want to stay up to date or healthcare. I forgot to tell you, I sent it to my neurologist. So I showed it to her when I was there last time and she said she was going to download it. So I followed up with her and she's like, yeah, she's like, I'll download it. I'll check it out. So she's going to check out the cerebral palsy one. So I can get some feedback.
Yeah, we do have some health providers in there. It's been fantastic. It's really interesting though, the comment you made before around like patient knowledge. Like we had a really an experience like just a week ago. I was on a call with a patient, a user in the app with long COVID. So different condition. Mm-hmm. And we were just in there talking about what she, you know, we're always trying to get feedback to make the app better. And she saw a question come up about a symptom and also about a quite a rare symptom related to swallowing. And this person said, oh, I just have had this problem swallowing. And she was like, oh, my goodness, I saw 11 doctors. And in the thread, there's like 40 comments of everyone else who's had this experience. And I think the interesting thing here is that the cohort, the whole community in Parkinson's would be, there's possibility that we don't know what all the symptoms are. Because how can we, when research is so limited, you can't even you can't often change the parameters of research for good reason, so that it's valid and rigorous. But it means that the patient community knows things that the research and the medical community don't have the data on. We can't say actually 30% of people are having these other different types of pains. So I think there's a sense of like, how do we, there is power. Patient stories can often be, not taken seriously. And I can understand that one of one across 1,000, 10,000 people, suddenly you're now like, oh, we should be researching these things. In cerebral palsy, like a really quick story is that through the turn two community, the second most popular treatment people are talking about is very new and it hasn't had any research done and it's very low risk. So it's not sort of out there. It's an intensive, more physical kind of neuroplastic type of physiotherapy. And, and through the community, there's just been so much discussion and stories and sharing videos and ranking what's working, what's not. And I met one of the world leaders in this space and she said she's now going to study this treatment because She's like, there is so much interest here. Like, we need to look into this. So amazing.
So cool. Oh my God. Yeah. I love that.
Such a gap. Otherwise, yeah. How would you even know that everyone on Facebook's talking about this? And then it's not rigorous. Right. It's not captured in a more structured way.
Right. That's awesome, Jess. I love that. That's a great story. So we're going to share, which I've shared already before, but we'll share the link to the app or to the sign up, the wait list right now. You can actually take a look on that on the website that we have right now. You can see a quick video that you put together along with a few of us to say, you know, what this is going to be and what it's going to look like. So again, my biggest ask, you know, Jess and I, like, she only reached out to me a few months ago just to say, like, hey, I'd love your insight. And I'm like, I'll do anything. Like, I don't, you know, it's not my job, but like, I'm helping out. I want to help out any way I can, because this is something that I want. So, this is in no way, like, you know, not getting paid for this. I just want people to use, I want people to sign up because I want this app for myself. I want this app for exactly the reason that you actually just said with, you know, can maybe one day somebody in medical or research take a look at this and say, huh, like, it is weird that 45% of you guys are dealing with this, or women are all dealing with, you know, issues off and on throughout their, you know, period, which I know we're trying to figure that out. So there's so much information that's out there. So I just thank you so much for doing this for, you know, for our community. Even though you've already accomplished it for your community, you didn't stop there. And I think that that's amazing. So thank you so much.
We're lucky to know you, Jessica. You've already made it better. And I think the message is also, it is still very early. So I think when people come in that we are, when you build a technology product like this, it's not, you know, the beauty of it being early is we actually can really make things better that you think are really important. So when we went live, we had no search until recently. We had search, but now we've made search better. So all these sort of pieces of like, how do we solve these things and make give, you know, value right now. We really want to emphasize that. So it's kind of fun that you get to shape an app a little bit.
Yeah. And I can be the channel for that. So if other, you know, if people see it or they have questions, please send me comments and I'll make sure it gets to Jess and team so that they can either answer those questions or when it does come live, you know, that we can see if it's something that can be updated. So.
Yeah, and we actually have a live website where we actually document all the feedback people are giving us and update you as we keep releasing. Yeah, so we really want to be transparent and let people know that we want to help solve this problem.
So like about a month or so ago, Jess and I had a conversation with a few other Parkinson's people that are in the community that have, you know, different channels on Instagram, et cetera. So we could take a look at the app real quick, because what it was great is that you were able to show everybody like actually what it's going to look like. Now, this obviously was for cerebral palsy, but it shows like, you know, where you can ask the questions and there's somebody from a medical side that will answer you, I think, within a week, or you can share a video or the AI part that pulls up, you know, information of what happened that week. So again, I know there's going to be more updates to come, but I think just at least seeing this, you know, how it is right now for cerebral palsy and for long COVID is awesome. And just a way for people to get a feel for what it's going to look like.
Okay. So here's the app down the bottom left. So when I come in, the first thing we do is we give people this concept of 5 to 10 posts every single day with the daily drop. So it's just loading. And just so you know, there's always a little bit of a lag when I screen my phone. So we're just going to start with this thing called the daily drop. This is our first feature that we've gone out with. Now, this is just, so 50% of our content is user generated and 50% is like coming from the world of CP. And the user generated content, we actually call it like the modern day health survey. If you compare it to like Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, we do content challenges, but we get people to share and actually just give more structure on our Facebook. Like, what are they doing? Like, what is it they're even, you know, you don't always get that because it needs to be more entertaining, where this is more educational, where people can share these tips. So that's a user generated. Every single day, we've actually just started this. We ask a poll. So let's just see, what's my level of stress related to? I'm going to go moderate. What do you reckon, Anne? Is it ever below moderate?
just depends on the day.
That's right. So this poll just went live, Australia. Our drop is new every 24 hours. So this, and every day we give people an insight about that poll. We're actually getting 70% conversion on our polls, but this one's just gone live. So people are, again, we believe in consumers getting the insight straight away But you can imagine last month we actually collected 8,000 insights about cerebral palsy.
Hey,
so we always
Jess,
have a crowd.
Sorry, are the insights driven by AI or is it by an individual?
So in a tech space, we're testing the concept of like, can we capture these insights and can it be rewarding for patients? But our long-term vision is how can researchers drive this with patients? Because we want to be that bridge between people of actually being the most alive place of knowledge on that condition. So at the moment, it's a combination of like a research assistant and AI, but it's more importantly that we move towards sort of the combination of patients and researchers driving it.
Awesome.
Then we have every single day, there's at least one to two papers. So we use generative AI to make it readable. So here we go. What's it about? What did they find? What does it mean? And then we also always talk about how reliable the study is. So when it's a case study and there's two people, you can know that, hey, maybe this isn't like, you know, going to be you know, understand the context to take it in. Then we always, again, always have user stories, so that's a treatment. For example, like I'd never heard of this treatment when my kids were a few years old, my son was three. So it would have been amazing to know, oh my gosh, that's what CME looks like. What is it exactly they're doing? We have resources that are found every day. So we always, every single day, there's, you know, as you know, new podcasts, new other things. We're actually just trialing this. It's called Professional AMAs. We're always trying things where one professional answers questions for the week. A new paper, new user generated, and then we're done. So you're done for the day. So that's our initial product. Probably the one other key thing to note is what we are doing. And again, Anne and I will say this is V1, we call it version one, but we are categorizing everything in topics. So often, you know, when you have a condition and you're like dealing with like an acute symptom or a question, how do you see like all the context around that in one place? And so like SDR is a very, very popular treatment in cerebral palsy. It's neurosurgery. It's massive. I've done it myself. Anne's done it. You don't do it lightly. But again, how do you sort of get that beautiful holistic picture? Now you see videos here. There's research. There's questions. And now you can imagine, hey, there's actually still a lot of information here. We actually have an AI feature about to be launched, which will be able to summarize all of this content. So we're collecting so much knowledge all the time. So people were able to actually go, what is this? Is this relevant for me? Is it strong in research? You know, they'll be able to actually query these topic pages. Yeah, so that's probably anything else on the demo. I think I saw a hand, Caitlin, ask a question. And we also have a feed. So people can sort of, people can choose to sort of see the content in more of a feed. And just one more thing is you always see who the person is. So Mindy's actually one of the world leaders, leading therapists in the world for CP. So you can actually get a sense of like, who are these people? Oh, look, that's an ad that's coming from the research assistant. And then you can also just also scan by questions. So people ask questions. And again, this is V1. So we are, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you, Jess, so much again. I know it's Tuesday night for me, Wednesday morning for you. So glad we were able to figure out the time difference, but really appreciate your time and all your work on this. I usually leave like a last 30 seconds, but honestly, like it's not going to take 30 seconds. Please sign up for this waitlist. I'd love to have this app for myself, for my friends, for my family, and for all of you. It's going to be a great resource that we've all been wanting. So that's all I have, and we'll see you next time.
The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.